Hello, I'm Carl Sabatino.
And I'm Roland Smith.
And you're listening to America Weekend, heard here on the Envision Radio Network. And once again, to our listeners and affiliates down the line, thank you so much for tuning in. And stay with us through the broadcast as we move along. Roland, please.
Well, you know, Carl, recently the governor of Georgia, Nathan Deal, signed into law a statute that allows guns in bars, churches, nightclubs, and libraries. The law also eliminates some criminal charges against people who mistakenly bring guns into airports and other buildings where guns are federally prohibited. The law even permits certain school teachers and administrators to carry firearms inside the schools. Now, I know that there are regional differences all across America. I didn't think there was such a profound intellectual difference.
You know, I for those of us who lived in the South and worked in the South, and I did in Dallas, Atlanta, Georgia, and so on, it's remarkable how different the attitude is.
Oh.
I would pull up and as I traveled around the South because I was working for Turner at the time, CNN Radio, and they would pull up in the back of their trucks with the guns rounded on the guns, the gun racks rounded on, mounted on the back of the truck. And the first time I ever saw that, I blinked. I was wondering where the next battle was going to take place. But it's a cultural thing, and it truly is a cultural thing. In states where guns are part of life, they learn how to shoot when they're children. The gun is in every household, literally. Well, women carry them in their purses, for God's sakes.
No, I understand that. But you know what? I was born and raised basically in the Northeast, but I have lived in the Midwest. I have lived in the Far West. I have traveled this world, as you well know, through a broadcasting career of over 50 years.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Carl, there's, you know, I learned to shoot as a kid. I learned to hunt and to fish. But you know what? I don't need to carry a gun. I don't need to have a house full of ammunition.
But you hit on the point, Roland. You don't need to. It's not part of your thought process. I don't think of it. As a matter of fact, when I came back from the military for the longest time, during that period of time, and I had a lot of younger people that were coming over the house, and a lot of police officers, I would tell them, you have to check your gun at the door. I would literally take the guns away and put them in a closet and lock them up. You could not come into my party and have weapons. That's not going to happen. Because I saw what those weapons did in Vietnam, and it was not fun. And I also think sometimes if these people ever see, put their hand where, at one point in time where the face used to be of their friend, and that face isn't there anymore, I don't think the gun issue would be as prominent as it is today. And I have, and it does some very terrible things. It's not necessary. And I understand why police have to carry and all the rest, but citizens, I don't understand the reason for it, and I still don't.
Well, I don't either, and I think that in one of our next sections in this hour, we ought to talk about some of your Vietnam experiences and some of mine. And, you know, the one thing that I take away from my understanding and my experience in Vietnam is that the warrior got the insult and not the politicians.
Yes. It was that way in the 60s during Vietnam, up the chain at MACV. They never got it. They never understood what was going on in the field. You were there. They never got it.
Oh, I attended more of the 5 o'clock follies than I care to admit.
And they said absolutely nothing. Yeah. Day after day, week after week.
Well, we'll have to explain what the 5 o'clock follies are. They were the briefings that the news media would get at the end of every day as to how the American forces were doing throughout the various skirmishes in the country that day.
Yes, and they should have taken some of those 5 o'clock follies out to the field. There would have been one. That would have been the last one.
Yes, indeed. Well, I know that was, I was there in 68. You were there in
66 through 68, two
okay,
tours.
Okay, there we go.
Carl Sabatino, Roland Smith. This is America Weekend. We're back on Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend, Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have suspected this already. There's no longer a divide between your personal and professional lives.
The reason? Because social media has become the starting point and main information source in many professional relationships.
Peter Shankman, author of Nice Companies Finish First, says selling is out and helping, or being nice, is in. And to build an online reputation for niceness, you need to reach out to your connections.
He challenges you to go to Facebook, find 5 or 6 people that you haven't talked to in 6 months, and start a conversation with them.
Be good, helpful, and nice to your existing network. It's those connections that will lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much. Only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much. Only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.